hello and welcome to my guest for today, Cliff Horton, who is chairman of Warrington Quiz League. First of all, Cliff, thank you very much for taking the time to come down today and speak to us.
It's a pleasure.
Now, we're going to talk in a moment or two about the nuts and bolts of Warrington Quiz League, how it works and the format and so on and so forth. But before we do, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the league?
Warrington Quiz League was founded in 1975. It was part of the Merseyside Quiz League, which is, it's the whole area. Merseyside Quiz League had started in 1959. It's the first quiz league in the world. And I think the Warrington Quiz League started because by people who had moved from areas where they'd been playing quizzes in the Merseyside League and finding Warrington, which was obviously very close by, didn't have a league. So the league was founded in 1975 with 14 teams in the first season. The second season, which is the season I started playing, there was those 14 teams in the first division, and there were enough teams to form two second divisions. So it obviously took off very quickly. And quizzing is still very popular. Looking at the number of television shows, television quiz shows, quiz nights in pubs, etc. Mm. We've got people, well, all sorts of people, people from all walks of life, and they just come out to enjoy a night out with their friends.
In terms of the way the league operates on an average sort of day-to-day basis, how do things work?
Well, simply it's... play league matches. Every team plays each other, home and away, usually. We play on the Tuesday nights, start at 9 o'clock, and it's teams of four against four. We have eight rounds of questions in which each person is asked a question. And the way it works is you're asked the question. If you get it right within your allotted time, which is 10 seconds, you get 2 points. If you get it wrong or you don't know, then the rest of your team has a chance to go for a bonus point, which is just 1 point, in a further 5 seconds. So effectively your team has two goes at it. If you get it wrong, you've actually not cost your team anything. The rest of the team can still have a go at it for 1 point. If your team gets it wrong twice, then it can go over to the other side and they can pick it up for a bonus point.
Okay. Is it better, would you say, as a member of a quiz team, to know a lot of facts about a few subjects or a few facts about a lot of subjects, and as a team of four, say, as in the case of Warrington Quiz League, is it good to have a combination of those two sort of mental databases?
Yes, it is, basically. It's very important to have a team that has a good spread of knowledge. But everybody fits in. You can have somebody who knows a lot about a few subjects, I think probably know bits of a lot of subjects. And it's stuff you're interested in that you remember. Mm. You pick lots of things up from being in quizzes in the first place. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of things I know now and I get answers right, but it's, to be honest, it's only because I've heard the answers before in quizzes over the last, it's a long time, 40-odd years now. And that's just the way it works. You do get... I mean, my team are mostly scientists, but you get teams... But you tend to get groups of friends that form the teams. Oh. And friends tend to have the same sort of interests. So it does, I guess, narrow it a little bit. You may get a question on classical music that if you're all a young team or it's just not your interest, then you're going to struggle on it. Oh. But the same thing goes for maybe a pop music question for older people, they're going to struggle on that.
Is it also the case, though, Cliff, I would imagine, that as we go through life, we retain random bits of information, random facts that 9 times out of 10 stay there. But if you join a quiz league, you might get asked a question and you think, I know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I've known that for donkey's years. And it can be the most unusual or subject that you'd have, that you wouldn't normally have the reason to talk about.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, yeah. Yeah. You do, it's... You find that you remember things that you're interested in, or it's an interesting answer, or you think that's a good question. It's interesting with an interesting answer. Mm. If you sometimes you're asked a question, and even when you heard the answer, you think, well, so what? You're not interested. But others, you think, oh, that was interesting. I should have known that, or I wish I'd have known that, and then you remember it. And it'll come up again. And yes, you're right, there are things that you've known for years and suddenly the question comes up and you're the only one who knows it.
Mm.
And you wonder why other people don't, but you do.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And, you know, it's quite rewarding when that happens.
OK. We'll talk about how people can get in touch in a moment or two, but when and where do you meet?
We play matches on the Tuesday nights. We try to make everything on a Tuesday if we can. We start at 9 o'clock. The league season runs from the first week in September through to the end of March. We occasionally, the interleague matches and things like that take place on a Wednesday, but all Warrington matches are on a Tuesday, the cup matches as well. We run a knockout competition which goes through the season, sort of interspaced in between the league fixtures.
Okay. But if there's somebody listening to this who thinks, that sounds really interesting, right?
Yeah.
I like watching quiz shows. Right. As you say, there's a whole range of them. But I didn't do well at school. I don't think I'm very bright. I get nervous in people. I'm shy. I'm not sure... I'd fluff it all and I'd embarrass myself and I'd embarrass everybody else on the team as well. What would you say to that person?
Come along and give it a go, really. We have teams of all standards. We do have some very, very good teams, but we have some that are not so good. They come along and they play because they enjoy the night out.
So it's more than the sum of... the right answers.
It's a very social thing. We have been getting new players over the years, but I mean a lot of people have been in the league for a long time, and the friends, and they come along and it's a group of friends that are meeting and playing the game, and new people are accepted into it all the time. I say they're all sorts of standards. I mean, there are teams that have been going for a long, long time. They've never won anything, and they probably never will. But they still enjoy the night out. They come, have a couple of drinks, maybe meet the friends, the chats. There's a lot of interaction between the teams as well. You know, we have cracking jokes during the game and things like that. It's very friendly.
And nobody thinks badly of them.
No. And the new rule change as well. What used to happen was the individual was asked the question, and for the 2 points, as I explained earlier, if they had a go at the question and got it wrong, then that would go over to the other side. And you may have had people on your team know the answer. And then you'd think, oh, no, I've blown it. You know, so-and-so would have got a point for that. You've not lost that opportunity now.
Mm.
So even though you've had to go at it and got it wrong, you've not cost the team anything. And there's no need to feel embarrassed about it. Mm. In fact, the rest of the team will encourage you to have a go at it, even if you don't know, because it might take out an alternative answer, an alternative wrong answer. Somebody might be tossing up between two answers and think, well, it's either A or B, and if you say A and it's wrong,
it must be
B. You're going to get the point. Whereas they might still have been tossing up and got it wrong and passed it over. So there's no need, if you come, have a go, there's no need to feel embarrassed. Nobody will think badly of you. It just doesn't happen.
If somebody out there thinks, yeah, that sounds really good, but I just want to see a bit more and learn a bit more, can they pop along to where you guys do
what you do
and just see you in action?
Yeah, of course they can, yes. You can contact... we have a website. It's warringtonql.org.uk. And on there are the details of all the teams, the venues, where they play. But also you can click on... There's a little calendar and you can click on the dates and it'll tell you what matches are on that day. So if you want to go along, I mean, you can make yourself known if you want to, or you can just sit there and listen. You know, it's up to you. But if you do make yourself known, then you're almost certainly be invited to take part in a friendly. And then you can, you know, see for yourself like, and actually see what it's like.
Try it before you buy it.
Exactly. But if you want to form a new team, then our AGM is in May. And that's when we'll be taking entries for next season and working out the fixture list and that sort of thing.
All right. So if you and for your mates regularly watch quiz shows and you all scream at the television, you all think, I could get that right.
Yep.
There's nothing to stop you from forming your own team.
Oh, no, nothing at all. No. You'd be more than welcome.
So there just needs to be four of you.
Obviously, you need four people to play the game. Ideally, you'd need a reserve and you need a question master as well. But often you find if you don't have someone who you can regularly call on, then the opposition will have one, or you can find somebody usually to step in.
Wow. And if you were to decide to go down that route, can you give yourself a name like the Eggheads or something like that, or the Know-It-Alls or whatever it may be?
Just keep it decent, yeah.
As long as it's decent. Wow, that's interesting. You've already mentioned the Merseyside area, Cliff. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Merseyside end of things, if you like?
Yeah, but all the areas run their own leagues and their own cup competitions as well, but there are interleague competitions as well. The premier competition is the Merseyside Challenge Cup, which is open to every team in the whole of the Merseyside Quiz League, which runs as a knockout competition on a Wednesday night, with a finals night at the end of the season. But we also have representative teams called the President's Trophy and the President's Shield. The President's Trophy is for players in the first division of every area, selected from all the teams within that division. And the President's Shield is for teams in divisions outside the first division. And again, they play on a Wednesday night and it's throughout Merseyside. People obviously have different commitments. People just want to come along on... A lot of people just want to come along on the Tuesday night, play with the friends, enjoy themselves. But those who are a bit more serious about it can play these Merseyside-wide competitions as well.
So as a member of Warrington Quiz League, you'd actually get to meet lots of...
Oh, yeah.
..a wide variety of people.
A lot of people throughout the area. There are some very good quizzes. There are television people who play in the Merseyside Quiz League.
Really?
Yes.
And I believe there's an email address as well?
Yeah, there is. There's a link on the website, but it's enquiries@warringtonql.org.uk.
OK, so the website is warringtonql.org.uk, QL, of course, for Quiz League, warringtonql.org.uk, and the email address is enquiries@warringtonql.org.uk. So if you found yourself screaming at the telly when you've been watching a quiz show, there's a lot of people who do that, thinking, I knew the answer to that, because it's always easy when you know the answer, then you might want to get in touch with Warrington Quiz League. And the email address is enquiries@warringtonql.org.uk. Just finally, Cliff, if someone is outside of Warrington but they live within the Merseyside area, is there a link on the website to a more local group for them?
There is, yeah. There's a link from our website to the Merseyside Quiz League website, which will give you the links there for the Liverpool League, Wirral League, Ormskirk League and the Southport and Formby League, all of which well, obviously, we've got teams within those areas, but they are, you can, the boundaries are a bit blurred anyway, because we have teams in St Helens as well, and surrounding areas.
Okie doke. So there is no reason to get all frustrated watching the telly. You can actually get involved with it yourself and put your mental database to its test. All that remains for me to say today is thank you very much for coming in to speak to us, Cliff.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Cliff Horton, who is chairman of Warrington Quiz League.